It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we have an opportunity to visit with Terry Haney, most recently the director of the Nebraska LEAD program, and certainly a friend to pork producers and the pork industry. Terry, you're retiring from this role, retiring from Extension, and there has been the announcement, of course, of a replacement, a new director for the Nebraska LEAD program.
The announcement of Curtis Harms is the new director taking over. Yeah, I'm excited for Curtis and all that he's going to bring to the program. I know kind of how he feels right now, because I was feeling that way around 17 years ago, you know, when I followed Dr. Blizik. It's kind of like, oh, wow, now what do I do? But I think Curtis is going to do a great job. I'm excited to work with him for about a month or so. The transition will make it as smooth as possible. Should be seamless. We've got a great support staff there, and Shauna Gertis and Irene Mauser. And yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. It's fun.
Let's step back just a second. And I'd like you to talk about your career in agricultural education, because you started as an ag teacher, right?
I was, Chad. I started as the high school vocational agriculture instructor, FFA advisor, and Geneva Young Farmers advisor, the adult ed groups back then. That was in 1980 upon graduation from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. I spent 17 and a half years in that capacity, and the extension educator position in Fillmore County opened up midterm, and so I jumped ship and moved all my stuff one Christmas vacation from the high school in Geneva down to the county extension office. And I served there in that capacity for Fillmore, Thayer, and Knuckles counties for a little over 7 years before I took a transfer over to Cass County as I was working on a PhD in leadership studies and higher education administration. So, you know, I thought I'd be in Cass County a little bit longer. That's where my wife grew up and her family's from. And a couple years after that, Dr. Blizik retired. And so then the rest is history. I was named the director in late August, early September of 2007. And, you know, basically hit the ground running. Started on a Monday, and Husker Harvest Days was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And my new lead class, 27, came in on a Sunday. So there was not time to really think about what was going on.
Tell me, what has it been like being in agriculture education all of those years? Has it changed much? I know you've had different capacities, you know, in high school and adult education and things like that. But what is it like being an educator for these years?
Well, you know, technology and the grasp of information so quickly at our fingertips with whatever device is out there, you know, the device of the day. I think that has been the big change, that the access to information, now we're seeing the data that we have access to make management decisions and so forth. From a leadership capacity, though, you know, I think it's interesting. Of course, information will play into that, but, you know, leadership's all about personal relationships. It's all about people. It's how you treat people. It's how you work with people. It's how you motivate people. It's your communication skills. And I've said this before, it's not only your speaking and writing skills, but it's listening skills. Leaders need to learn to listen. Those that listen very well are very successful as leaders. If you don't listen to your followers, you might turn around and there's nobody there. And so, you know, I think that personal thing is so important. And that's probably one thing, Chad, I'm going to miss in the future, is that personal touch, that connections of seeing a lot of people across our state nationally, that, you know, when we travel to Kansas City, Washington, D.C., Chicago, made a lot of friends, a lot of acquaintances, the contacts and so forth. You know, I'm going to miss seeing them.
But one thing, it certainly has been an adventure, this whole agriculture education from when you started in high school to where you end as the lead director. Thank you for your service to the leaders of this state and to the state of agriculture in Nebraska. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, Chad, thank you for having me here. And I just remember the times that we worked together when I was in Extension and now as lead director. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a blast. I'm going to miss seeing you on an annual basis.
That's all right. We'll see you in other ways, though.
Oh,
that's
yes,
for sure. Again, that's Terry Haney. He is retiring as director of the Nebraska LEAD program. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, you could call the office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check out their website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.